pod moth.
Sure.
Okay, am I going first?
I mean, if you want.
Okay. Alright. Are we on?
Yeah.
Is this thing on? I did the boops.
We haven't done that in a while.
I know, I haven't. I got over that. Your dog's dog hair is on.
That's what I'm doing.
I think that's what's gonna make me... Yeah, okay. I have to
I think that's what makes my nose itch when I talk.
Is no, that... I think it's a thing.
Yeah, I think it's a thing too. Yeah. Which isn't good because I...
Right, you want to be a teacher.
It's not going to be good.
Yeah, no. Okay.
I'm going to be like, guys, anyway, yeah. Today the
well, you don't notice it. I just your like, nose gets red I just and do you this. Start doing that. Yeah. All right, should I start now?
Anyway, yeah.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Future is Bright? I am Lindsay.
I'm Bridget.
Happy motherfucking Tuesday. Right? It's Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, and these also come out on Tuesday, so continuity.
Oh, there we go. All right. Oh, I should start that and say happy motherfucking Tuesday every time. But we're not consistent enough for that.
You'll say happy motherfucking Tuesday, it'll be Wednesday.
We're Friday. Really not consistent enough, but it's fine. You know, life gets in the way.
We were supposed to post 2 Halloween episodes in a week, and I just said, fuck it, I'm not doing that.
We got tired.
I said, fuck it, I'm not doing that, and then posted a whole week after.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I was supposed to post the first one, so.
I think that was my question, that one day, where I texted you was like, hey, I have a question. Oh. And then I was gonna say, did you post? Because I just didn't see it. And then I was like, you know what? And then I went to bed, and as I woke up, and I was like, fuck it, I don't care.
Nope.
So, they're gonna listen when they wanna listen, so.
Yeah.
Like, I don't listen to episodes as soon as they come out anyway.
No, there was one posted today, so.
Right, yeah, go listen to our one today. Also, Instagram posts didn't make sense, so I fixed it.
What do you mean?
My sister Gina messaged me, like, post.
Did I fuck up?
She messages me and goes, this is in English. And I was like, okay, I fixed it. It was something like, let me pull it up.
To be fair, I was doing that on the phone and doing schoolwork all at the same time.
So you were like.
So I really wasn't paying attention.
It said.
I'm glad you fixed it, though. I'm glad somebody else caught it and then fixed it, because.
It said, I'll learn all about why went in the famous Alcatraz.
Am I okay?
And I was like, and I literally read it and I was like,
I had an absolute stroke.
I was like, all right, I'll fix that real quick.
Wow.
But yeah, so, you know, it's fine.
It's okay. Sometimes you just need a mini stroke to like wake yourself back up.
Life has been very stressful for us. It's life.
Let me talk about...
Oh, yeah, Astro World.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bullshit.
Do you know anything that happened?
I know that, like, a lot of people died.
8 people died.
Yeah.
For stupidity.
Right. Right. And I've been seeing a lot of TikToks.
Yeah.
About it.
So, like, not true crime, but, like, also 8 people died, so, like, technically...
Right.
And it should be a fucking crime, because, like, he should go to...
It's real news.
Jail forever. Yeah. Basically, what happened was... Right, so this whole concert, there's 50,000 people there.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous to start out with.
I actually should say that this is my biggest fear every time I go to concerts.
Well, see, it shouldn't be a fear because things like this can be so easily avoided.
Right.
That, like, it should never happen.
See, well, I make mine unrealistic fears of, like, the whole
thing. I mean, clearly it's not an unrealistic fear because this isn't the first time it happened.
Right.
But, like, so when it started out, people were, like, sneaking in, but not sneaking, just rushing fucking security, and security was doing nothing.
Did they have tickets for that?
Or... Yeah. Oh,
okay.
But, like, people were just, like, and he encouraged people to, like, sneak into the concert.
Oh, God.
So, you're a fucking asshole.
Right.
To start out with.
Right, yeah.
Like, and then, like, that type of crowd isn't, like, exactly the most calm crowd.
Right,
so that's problem number fucking two.
Right.
And then, like, the, like, crowd crushing is a thing.
Oh, is it?
So that's when, like, you know, like, when you're in a crowd, like at a concert?
Like a mosh pit, almost.
No.
Oh, shit.
So, you know when you're at a crowd at a concert and, like, the band starts and everybody pushes forward?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that could happen, or, like, swaying could happen.
Okay.
And, like, basically it leaves the people in the middle being crushed against right. other people, and yeah. that can quite literally lead to suffocation, right. which it
happened.
Did.
Yeah.
And, like, at this concert, people were like, yeah, like, somebody would pass out and hit the floor, and then another space would open up oh, for shit. People to move to. So then they were just standing on top of people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, people were literally, like, on the ground, laying down, like, and I would people were just standing it. On them.
Right.
And, like, 8 people died, and, like, the whole time, he just didn't stop right. anything.
It didn't, and you could see, like, what he sees what's going on more than anyone else.
Bro, he literally, like, there was an ambulance in the crowd, and he just kept singing. And then it was encouraging people to stop the ambulance from getting to where they were trying to go.
Are you serious?
Swear on my life. You look up a video. Like,
oh my
and
God.
Then there was this, like, girl or guy, I couldn't tell in the video, but, right. like, passed out being, like, carried by, like, security, basically.
Right.
And he's singing at the person. Like, singing at, well, not singing. It's not singing.
Right,
he's
it's rapping
like,
or whatever.
Not even. It's, like, fucking whatever right. that's called. Where it goes, like, weird noises. You know what I'm talking about? No.
Sorry, we have the window open because it's hot as fuck, so.
Whatever.
Whatever he's doing.
Whatever he was doing. Like, looking at, so, like, you're gonna, and he was like, oh, I didn't know that any of this was happening.
Right, there's no way that
really,
he didn't
you
know.
Fucking piece of shit, right. you didn't know that
Plus,
it was happening.
Plus, doesn't he have, like, an earpiece in his ear to tell
that
him, like,
literally anybody could right. have fucking said something? I saw yeah. this one video of this girl that, like, owns a, like, venue company
right.
in L.A., and she was like, that absolutely was planned. Like, not for people to die and, like,
right.
stuff like that, but, like, she was like, they definitely all had a meeting, a conversation, or whatever, that if anything happens, we don't stop the show.
Right. Yeah, which I'm sure.
Which is, like, so fucked.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's scary.
Yeah, no. Which, like, to some extent, I can understand. Does it make noise every time I do this?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if you just heard that, you might hear the whole episode, because it's gonna happen. But to some extent, I understand, but there needs to be, like, say, like, it rains, like, there's a little bit of a fight breaks out. Like, I can understand saying that, but you need to put it in
no.
some extreme. Like,
absolutely not. They anytime like, something happens at a concert, the concert should be stopped.
Right.
I've been to so many concerts where the band on stage has brought house lights up because
right,
one small little thing
right,
happened.
Right, yeah.
Like,
you're supposed to keep everyone safe.
Yeah.
It's a concert with your name on it.
Yeah.
Like,
and then people are like, oh, like, it's not his fault. It's absolutely his
right.
fault. It's just as much his fault as it is the venue's fault.
Right. Because he, like, well, yeah, the both of them should be at
It's
at
both
fault.
Of them,
so,
yeah.
yeah.
It's
for
not
sure.
one or the other, it's both. Like,
right.
it was a combination of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, other people have stopped concerts
right.
in big venues.
Right, yeah.
Especially when stuff is happening 4 fucking
right.
feet down from you.
Right, yeah.
You're
like,
not
you could
stupid.
Even just ask if the person's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
just, like, stop for a second.
Right.
And be like, are you okay? Like, is everything okay?
Right?
And people were, like, screaming, like, stop the show, like, all this shit.
Really?
Nothing. Have you seen the one TikTok of the girl that climbed up onto the camera platform?
No, I get very sad, so I stop. I
so,
past them.
There's, like, this girl and this guy, which, like, props to them, climbed up onto a platform where it was being filmed, and she was like, there's people dying in here. Like, you're gonna, like, do something. Like, there's people dying.
Right.
Like, people are passing out. And the camera guy just looked right past her. Like, like, she didn't fucking exist. And the kid, too.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that wild? So, like...
Yeah, no. I
and he
die.
Had... And it's not like he didn't have an earpiece or, like,
right.
a walkie
like,
on him.
He has to have something on
he
him.
He did. You could see it in the video. Right. He has a walkie on him.
Makes
like,
no sense.
Bro, what the fuck? It's like...
Yeah.
So terrible. And, like, it's scary to fall at a concert, because I've fallen at one concert. Not, granted, I've had more people try and pick me up
right.
in my entire life than,
right.
like, at that moment.
Well, I would, yeah.
But, like, it's scary, because it's, like, you're now, like, below, like, knee level with, like,
right.
fucking people
right.
that are all around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I just read, I think it was an article where there's a 9-year-old boy in a coma because he fell off of his dad's shoulders at the concert and was
yeah, well,
trampled.
First of all, maybe let's
yeah, well,
not
yeah.
take your toddler
to Travis
a,
Scott. That's
Travis
a little
Scott concert.
Where there's no seats. My irrational fear is that, like, you know how you go up? Like,
yeah.
in the, my
that's
fear is that
fall.
They're,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys know I have the fear of falling through the ceiling and...
the stairs. And
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Falling
no,
through things.
That makes, I mean, I...
Yeah.
That's not a far-fetched
Don't say that.
Well, I mean, it is because like it not it's not. I mean,
that
I
you didn't, literally just amplified two of my fears tonight.
I didn't mean
the
it's
fucking
not,
stairs and the.
I
concert.
Didn't mean it's not far fetched. I was like, oh, it could never happen. I meant like it's like a fear that would run through my head if I thought
okay.
about it for
okay.
more than 5 right. seconds.
Well, that makes sense. Okay, well.
Because, yeah. like, they're made of concrete. They're not going anywhere.
Right.
Regardless. Most of the time, they're made of concrete.
I don't know. It just scares me, you know?
That's I mean, I yeah. say.
But I guess...
But yeah, I just, like, wanted to
We could finish
that.
This, the end of this, by saying F. Travis Scott.
Yeah, really, like, fuck
and
that
the Venmo. Venmo. Venue Company, who...
Live Nation.
Did not. It was Live Nation?
They're getting sued out the fucking ass.
Oh, I'm sure. By everyone there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But, like, I don't know. It just made me so angry, like, watching everything.
Right.
Like, just so angry. Because well, yeah. it's, like, stuff like that is so fucking avoidable.
Right. That's what I was just gonna say.
Like, I mean, not, like, so much, like, the crowd-crushing thing.
Right.
Because, like, if people are gonna go, like, move forward like that, it's gonna happen regardless.
Right. Right.
But, like, there was a... I think it was, like, that guy from One Direction, the blonde one.
Niall.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. It was somebody along the lines of that, and he was at a concert, and, like, he noticed that, like, people started, like, swaying, which,
yeah.
like, swaying can be dangerous, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped the whole thing and was like, listen, if we're gonna continue this concert, this is gonna stop.
Yeah.
He's like, I will not continue this concert, and I will stop and not come back on stage if you keep doing this.
I've seen so many things pop up on my For You page that are like that now.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, like, I stopped, Adele stopped the show,
yeah.
Post Malone stopped the show.
But that's the thing, though, if they can do it, so could you.
Right.
Like, what does it take to right. be like, oh, can we stop for 4 seconds right. and, like, help this person?
Right, and even if Travis Scott says, like, I didn't see it, somebody on your team has had to have seen that. Your
yeah.
security, who is literally pulling people out of the crowd,
yeah.
had to have
How
seen
about
it.
The ambulance that was going through
right.
the, they're gonna tell me that you didn't see anything?
Right, right.
The fuck?
So, it was very avoidable.
Yeah.
So rest in peace to all those people who lost
yeah,
their lives.
Really. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It made me, the whole situation made me so fucked. And
yeah.
then his apology video.
I didn't see it.
Yo, he was like, oh my god, I'm like devastated by this. Like, it was in black and white. Like, and he was like going like the, oh my god.
Where did you post it?
It was on Instagram. It's not there anymore.
Oh, he took it down?
Yeah. Well, because people were like, fuck you, bro.
That's
if you
sad.
look up on YouTube later when you get home.
Yeah.
Look up post not Post Malone. Travis Scott apology video, it'll come up. It's
okay.
fucking like it made the whole situation made me so angry. Because like I know how scary those situations
right.
are.
Yeah. For
like
everyone.
Like that's why like anytime I go to a concert I never stand in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll always stand off to the side.
Yep. I don't like that shit.
Cause like I
Right.
Even they could be my favorite band and I'm not standing up front and I'm not standing
yeah.
in the middle.
I like the back. You get
my place is stage left.
Okay.
I like stage left because
okay.
any concert venue, there's an exit on the left,
right.
the right, and the back.
That's
so.
A good one. Okay.
Yeah.
Memento mori. An object serving as a warning or reminder of death. Death is inevitable, but how it happens can be tragically unfair. It can be dark, cruel, hateful, or just plain bizarre. I'm Megan, and I'll be your guide through these stories of chaos and devastation. Come listen as we dive into all types of true crime cases and learn about the evil that lurks among us, as well as the victims that deserved none of it. Join me every Monday for a missing person minisode, and every Thursday for a regular episode. You can go to mementomoripod.com for more information. Monsters are real, and they look like people.
So I am doing, I don't know if you know this one, but it is called it's not really true crime, kind of is true crime, you decide. It is the Teutonic State Parkway crash.
No.
Okay.
Wait, the what?
Teutonic.
Teutonic? Where's
yeah,
that?
Well, like New York.
The Teutonic.
Teutonic.
I was like, I thought that was it, but I was like, wait. And hold
yeah.
on, wait, which car crash? Because there's one that happens on the Taconic
oh,
every 5 seconds. Oh, this is,
like,
seconds.
One of the most, like...
Like,
it,
well-known.
It killed, let's see how many
people... Do you describe the Taconic? Because if you don't, I would like to describe the Taconic.
You would be able to describe it, because I would.
You don't?
No.
Okay. How many people did it kill first?
I have to count. 5, 6, 8.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, the Taconic is a highway in New York, and it's
mm-hmm.
upstate, and I take it to go to Saratoga. right. all the time. And there is not a single point of the parkway that is straight.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two is the most horrifying part of the parkway, is that on the parts where there is straight, there are cross sections.
Oh, yeah.
So cars, like, it's a highway, a regular highway, right. like a four-lane highway, two lanes both directions.
Right.
But there's stop signs on the edge, like a regular intersection, mm-hmm. and cars go across. It's right. iconic. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's so, like, twisty and turvy, right. Like, it's, there's yeah. no, there's not a lot of straight, and then those cross sections make it fucking yeah. terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the road I'm going to talk about. But first, I'm going to talk about the events leading up to it.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I've almost gotten into a car accident on this iconic.
Really?
So, yeah.
This one is you wouldn't even expect it. So, at approximately 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, July 26th, 2009.
Oh, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago. 36-year-old Diane Schuler left the Hunter Lake campground in Parksville, New York, in a red 2003 Ford Windstar that belonged to her brother. Riding with her was her 5-year-old son, Brian, her 2-year-old daughter, Erin, and her brother's 3 daughters, Emma, age 8, Allison, age 7, and Kate, age 5. Her husband, Daniel Schuler, left the campground at the same time in a separate vehicle since he had a pickup truck, so he, like, had all the camp gear.
Right.
And took their family dog with him. A co-owner of the campground later said that Diane appeared perfectly fine when she left the house.
Yeah.
On their way home to West Babylon, so they live in New York.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Long Island. Schuler stopped at a McDonald's restaurant and a Sunco gas station in Liberty. Surveillance video at the Sunco gas station shows Diane arriving and leaving the station and go... And then, like, going to get gas, and then going inside the store at the gas station.
Sure.
There's no audio on this, so you don't really know, like, what she sounds like. But, Diane's husband and sister, husband, sister-in-law, and investigator working on her behalf, made claims or inferences that Diane spoke to the Sunco clerk attempting to buy over-the-counter pain relief medication, although the gas station didn't sell any. However, these claims cannot be verified because the gas station clerk never spoke to the police or gave statements. So you can see, because I watched the whole documentary on this, you can see her, like, go, like, walk in. She, like, looks around really quick and then just, like, goes right to the front and asks the guy, a question.
Okay.
So she does ask the guy something, but, like, you don't know, like, what she's asking.
Is. And like, we didn't, like... find out from the dude?
He didn't, like, talk to the police.
Oh, that's weird.
So, he must have not even thought anything of it, because, like, say, like, somebody comes in and asks for something, and if you, like, aren't even thinking, like, oh, she's gonna kill someone, you're like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not even gonna remember. So, she didn't remember. Or, they just didn't speak to anyone.
Right.
So, Diane left Liberty just after 11 a.m., traveling along Route 17 / Interstate 86, and the New York Thruway, which is Interstate 87. She entered entering the Ramapo Slotsburg, which is, like, a rest area.
Okay.
So she passed the service area and then crossed the Tappan Zee Bridge heading east. Several witnesses later reported seeing a red minivan driving aggressively on Route 17, / 86 / Interstate 87, including aggressively tailgating, flashing headlights, honking horns, and moving in and out of lanes, straddling the two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So at 11:37 a.m., so just 37 minutes after she left, she called Warren Hance, which is her brother and the father of her two nieces, and told them that she told him that they were being delayed by traffic because the kids had to get home for, like, I think it was, like, play practice or something.
Okay.
So she was just letting him know that, like, they're in traffic. According to a police report, Diane was seen by witnesses at approximately 11:45 by the side of the road with her hands on her knees as if she was vomiting. And then she was seen again in the same position a short time later just north of the Ramapo-Slotsburg rest stop. Mm-hmm. At about 1 p.m., another call was made to Hans's phone from Diane's cell phone. During this call, one of Schuler's nieces reportedly told her father that Diane was having trouble seeing and speaking clearly.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Diane herself then talked to her brother Hans, and said that she was disoriented and could not see clearly. Police believe that the car was stopped in a pull-off area beyond the Tappan Zee Bridge toll booths for at least part of this call. Hans reportedly told Diane to stay off the road and he'll come to meet them, but follow-up calls from Hans to Diane were not answered, and for some reason, she left her phone on the highway, and it was found by another motorist at the side of the road.
This is like a Bryce LaPizza type situation.
So after the phone call, she, like, just left the phone there.
She just was like,
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So the specifics of what happened to Diane's car after the phone call are unknown, and have been pieced together through witness accounts and toll information. So shortly after placing the call to Hans, Diane made it across the Tappan Zee Bridge and onto the Taconic. Yeah, I don't know why I keep thinking there's a T in there. Taconic State Parkway. For reasons unknown or perhaps unintentionally, she left her phone. Why did I read that again?
That's just weird, like, because it's a weird thing to do.
Right.
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why okay, it's freaking me out that I read that twice.
That's okay.
Investigators were not able to determine what route Diane took from the bridge to the Taconic State Parkway. She was near Briarcliff Manor when it, like, they, like, last. Mm-hmm. And then at 1:33 p.m., two drivers called 911 after noticing her van edging onto the parkway's northbound exit ramp. The end of the exit ramp, at the so this is where it talks about the intersections and, like,
fucking
yeah.
Fucking terrifying, yes.
So at the end of the exit ramp, at the intersection with Pleasantville Road, is marked with two signs that read, "Do not enter," and another sign that reads, "One way." Within the next minute, four more 911 calls were placed by motorists who reported that a car was traveling the wrong way the wrong way down the parkway, going approximately 75 to 85 miles per hour.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The van traveled south for approximately 1.7 miles and in the parkway's northbound passing lane before colliding head-on at approximately 1:35 p.m. Okay. So she made almost 2 miles, which is a long time.
That's pretty far.
Yeah. So she collided with a 2004 Chevrolet Trailblazer, which then struck a 2002 Chevrolet Tractor. At the time of the impact, Diane was traveling approximately 85 miles per hour. Diane, her daughter, and two of her nieces died at the scene of the crash. This is like a side note. The kids did not appear to have been in car seats or even had their seatbelts fastened, but
That's
they can't,
good.
Like, confirm that.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. So along with the... along with those, Diane, her two nieces dying, and her daughter, three men in a Trailblazer, 81-year-old Michael Bastardi, 49-year-old son Guy, and their 74-year-old friend Dan Longo also died.
Jeez.
Yeah. The two occupants of the Tracker, which is the car that was hit by the Blazer, they suffered only minor injuries. This accident, I can't say Diane, like, I mean, that's kind of sad, but...
I mean, it's true, though.
Right. It's severely injured her third niece and her 5-year-old son, Brian. They were both taken to hospitals within the area, where her niece later died, and Brian is the only passenger of Diane's vehicle to survive, suffering broken bones and severe head trauma. So he remained hospitalized before returning home in early October. So he was in the hospital for, like, 3 months?
3 months.
Yeah. Two men... Ooh, I lost my spot. Okay. Two men who witnessed the accident and smoke rising out of the van ran to assist the occupants. After removing Diane from the van, the two men saw a large broken Absolut bottle by the driver's side. Oh, sorry, Absolut vodka bottle by the driver's side. The men tried to pull the girls out of the van, but noted that they had no pulse. And because the children were possibly not wearing seatbelts and had been thrown together, the men did not notice Brian stuck under another child.
Oh.
So he was like, the girls must have fell on top of him.
Yeah.
Which
could have, like, protected
right,
him,
which
honestly.
Is probably how he survived. Following the investigation, following the crash, it was determined that Diane was heavily intoxicated during the time of the crash. Her toxicology report showed that her blood alcohol level was at a 0.19%, so that's over double the legal limit.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, the legal limit is 0.8%. Along with it being 1.9, there was another 6 grams of alcohol sitting in her stomach, not yet absorbed.
Ugh.
So that's like...
So she was actively drinking then.
Right.
Like literally actively drinking.
Yeah. In addition to being drunk, Diane also had high levels of THC in her system.
So we were just not taking all the fun. No wonder she was throwing up on the side of the road.
So which was enough to suggest that she could have smoked marijuana at least 15 minutes before the crash.
So she had a bottle in one hand, a fucking spliff in the other.
Yeah. Investigators noted that the toxicology report lined up with the vodka found at the scene. It also explained that the handful of witnesses who have reported seeing Diane driving erratically and those claiming to see a woman vomiting at the side of the road.
So it was just her and the kids in the car, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, the investigators noted the toxicology report lined up with what everyone was noticing.
Okay.
The investigation of the what?
Yeah, me too.
Wow. The investigation of the collision drew nationwide attention, as Diane's husband, Daniel, strongly disagreed with the conclusion that she was heavily intoxicated at the time of the crash. Pretty much, they still, to this day, don't believe that she was intoxicated.
Because toxicology reports lie?
Right. Well, because they say that she would never do that to her children. So.
Clearly.
Pretty much the entire documentary that I listened to, watched, was, her husband and her sister-in-law. So, mm-hmm. Not, like, any of the kids who died. It's like Daniel's brother's wife.
Sorry.
So they basically spent the entire time
like
trying to prove, like, getting her medical records, and she had like an abscess in her tooth. Not an abscess, like, she had something wrong with her tooth like years ago, and they thought maybe that was the pain that, like, she was trying to suppress, and that's why she looked for over the counter pain medication but couldn't find it, so she used alcohol instead. Like,
but that doesn't make it any less bad if she.
Well, he thinks she had a stroke or something and suffered a medical emergency.
Right, that could have happened when the car accident happened. However, that doesn't
prove
negate
the
fact that she was drunk.
Right.
So, or high and high, I should say.
Right. Yeah. So, in an August 8th press conference, which was a couple days after the crash, Daniel and his attorney, Dominic Barbara, initially denied that Diane did drugs or was drinking that weekend at all at the campground, since several children were with them. But then Daniel changed his story and consistently denied that his wife drank in excess, but she could have had drinks that weekend and was having drinks that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But not that she was doing it, like, before they left.
Like, yeah.
When Larry King and Oprah Winfrey asked, it's like a random, like, transition I just did there, but when they asked him about the vodka in the van, he claimed that they always kept a bottle in their camper, and he said that Diane did all the camping for the trip, so, like, he doesn't know if she removed it from the camper and put it in the car, which could have very well happened. the vodka could have been there and she couldn't have drank it at all.
Yeah.
Right. He did eventually admit that she had been drinking during the camping trip, but denied that she had anything to drink the day preceding the crash. The campground owner, who knew the Schulers well, saw them off at approximately 9 a.m. that morning, and she stated that Diane appeared sober. And then the gas station employee who... So weird, because in the earlier reports, they were, like, he didn't, like, talk to investigators, mm-hmm. but he talked to, like... Like, news reporters. Well, he talked to a private investigator who was hired by the family.
Yeah.
And he said, I knew for a fact that she wasn't drunk when she came into the station. So.
Okay.
So, the private investigator that they hired for $30,000. So, they paid this guy $30,000. Okay. His name was Tom Ruskin. He said that. This is the guy who got all this information that the gas station employees said she did look sober and that none of the McDonald's employees saw anything to suggest that she was intoxicated. In fact, they said that she was observed carrying on an extended conversation while ordering her food.
Okay, so,
all right. Daniel also revealed that his wife smoked marijuana occasionally, but never to never in excess and only for insomnia. Mm-hmm. But later reports revealed a statement made by Daniel's sister that she smoked on a regular basis. So, like, basically no one really knows.
Conflicting, right. Yeah.
In an attempt to prove that his wife had not been intoxicated, Daniel Schuer and his attorney issued a statement that claimed that Diane had been driving erratically due to a medical issue such as a stroke rather than intoxication. They even suggested she could have had an embolism such as a heart attack, though all the claims of medical issues were refuted by the medical examiner.
So basically they're just like throwing shit on the wall and hoping something sticks.
They're basically saying, I know in my heart my wife couldn't have done this, so I'm going to come up with every excuse in my mind as to why she did it, to take away from the fact that she killed my daughter. Like, you know, because she did kill his daughter. Yeah. In September, New York's top forensics pathologist said that a hair test should have been done to determine Diane's drug history. Daniel and his attorney, Barbara, announced the plan to exhume the body and perform the hair test and other examinations. But experts said this was unlikely to produce any new information since the tests were from two separate labs, but they came up with the same exact same conclusion. So, Daniel also intended to retest the fluid samples that were taken during the autopsy. So, the Westchester County Medical Examiner's Office, which performed the autopsy, said that the degradation of the fluids over time was... Is that the right word? Okay. Basically, the fluid is, disintegrating, it's getting watered down, basically. Yeah, yeah. So it says that they were going to likely result in lower alcohol levels and THC readings, because it's, you know, that word. However, several toxicology experts said that the results should be similar to the previous tests if the fluid samples have been properly stored. And then on November 7th, Ruskin, who was the private investigator, announced that the Schuer family had raised the money to retest Diane's tissue samples, and that retesting would take place soon. In July 2010, it was reported that Daniel had accepted a... I'm just, like, rambling here. He accepted... So, they said that the new, like, retest was gonna happen soon.
Okay.
And then he accepted a $100,000 offer from a film company to record his wife's exhumation for an HBO documentary.
Ew. Like, weird.
Yeah, very weird. And the money was reportedly to go to Brian's trust fund for his son, Brian.
Sure.
So that happened. I don't know if that actually happened, but, like...
It's just weird thing to happen, but okay. Yeah.
Daniel's persistence in disputing his wife's intoxication and drug use was condemned by relatives of the three Trailblazer victims, so, like, the father, son, and friend. When Daniel appeared on CNN's Larry King show, Larry King Live is the name of the show, to demand more testing for his wife's remains, Longo's brother, which is one of the victims, Joseph, issued a statement saying, in part, "I want Daniel Shewer to know that he keeps inflicting more pain on all concerned by once again going to the media to try to paint a picture of a perfect wife and mother." And then Bastardi, which is another victim, his daughters appeared with their lawyer on NBC's Today, during which they questioned Daniel's culpability by enabling his wife's substance abuse and called for him to undergo drug testing himself.
David.
So they said, "It makes me angry that he keeps denying it. Every time he does it, he brings it back for us. I just wish he would just admit that she was drunk. Maybe if he knows what happened that morning, if they argued or anything, that would be the truth. He wants the truth, so do we." End quote. Their lawyer said that Daniel's position was totally outrageous and an insult to the intelligence of the American public and a hoax. So their lawyer was for real. Ruskin, I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but the private investigator,
sure,
said on the Oprah Winfrey Show in October of 2009 that Daniel had avoided media appearances since that show out of respect for the Bastardi family, so he stopped doing it. Who knows if that's true, but
yeah.
In June of 2010, the New York State Police issued its final report on the accident following 11 months of analysis. The report upheld the previous toxicology findings that Diane was highly intoxicated and had levels of THC in her system at the time of the accident. According to the Westchester County Medical Examiner, the crash was ruled a homicide soon after it occurred, because the victims were killed due to Diane Shuler's negligent driving, regardless of the toxicology findings. So, she drove negligent, she killed them, basically.
Yeah.
On August 18th, the Westchester County District Attorney Jeanette DiFiorio said that no charges would be filed in the incident because Diane was the only person responsible for the deaths. She said, quote, "Diane Shuler died in that crash, and the charges died with her." In October of 2009, DiFiorio faced accusations from both Dan Shewer, who was a Republican challenger in her office, making it political, of course.
Yeah, what else?
And a Bastardi family attorney that said she had mishandled the Shuler case by neglecting to initiate a grand jury investigation into the crash. In response to those comments, DiFiorio responded, quote, "Is he suggesting that there was criminal evidence of a crime committed by someone and we wouldn't pursue it? That's just silly," end quote. She then won re-election in November, so
good
whatever.
For her. Congrats.
They said, the Bastardi family said that if DiFiorio did not convene a grand jury, they would seek support in the matter from the state general and the governor. So they then filed a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So following a request from the Bastardi family that an administrator had to be appointed for Diane's estate, said a lawsuit can be filed, Daniel officially declined the role in November of 2009, leaving it to a county court judge to appoint a public administrator. So they were must have been arguing over, like, Diane's estate, and he wanted to be whatever, so he said no, which makes sense because he was going crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on December 10th, the Bastardi family filed a lawsuit because they couldn't file a lawsuit against, it just clicked. They couldn't file a lawsuit against her because there was no administrator to sue.
To do anything, right. Yeah.
So, on December 10th, they filed a lawsuit against Diane and her brother, Warren Hance, seeking unspecified damages for wanton, willful, and reckless conduct. According to family lawyers, they were required by state law to include Hance because he was the owner of the van. So they really wanted to sue just Daniel, but yeah. In July of 2011, Jackie Hance, who was the mom of the three who lost her three daughters in the accident, filed a lawsuit against Daniel, her brother-in-law. The suit claimed that the three deceased Hance girls suffered terror, fear, and impending death extreme horror, fright, and mental anguish.
Yeah.
On July 26, 2011, the day after the HBO documentary premiered, and on the second anniversary of the crash, Daniel sued the state for, quote, not keeping the road safe. and his brother-in-law, Warren Hance, as the owner of the minivan that Diane was driving. So he sued his brother-in-law, which is so sad.
But, like, he didn't have anything to do with it.
Right. But by July 2014, all lawsuits by all parties were either settled or dropped. And then in August of 2009, the New York Governor David Paterson proposed the Child Passenger Protection Act, which would make it a felony to drive while intoxicated with a passenger under the age of 16 in a vehicle.
See, shit like that makes no sense to me because driving while intoxicated is already not legal.
Right. So they just make it, like,
double that legal? Like,
so stupid.
What?
The proposal became known as Leandra's Law, which was another young girl named Leandra Rosadio, who was a passenger in a vehicle who was killed. She was killed because the person was drunk. But it also, like, so not only did her case was, like, the turning point, but, yeah. Like, this case was also a big... Jackie and Warren Hance formed a foundation called the Hance Family Foundation, whose main purpose is to honor the lives of their three daughters by ensuring healthy, happy, and safe children through innovating self-esteem educational programs. The foundation's central project is called Beautiful Me, which is a self-esteem program designed to educate girls by promoting appreciation for their genuine quantity. What?
Mm-hmm.
Genuine qualities with accurate self-awareness and satisfaction of helping others, which is, like, the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
Love that.
So, yeah. And that's the end of that.
Whoa.
So, nothing ended up really happening because she died with it, so...
Yeah, what are
which
you
I 100%
do?
Agree with. Like, they can't do
it's
anything.
Nobody else's... What are you, like, gonna do?
Right, they literally can't do anything.
There's nothing to do.
So, I agree that why are you going to sue somebody if first nobody else is involved in that except for her?
Yeah.
So.
You hear about that football player that killed?
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Sad. Did he go to jail?
Fucking, yeah.
He did?
Yeah. I don't know if he got out on, like, bail or something, but.
Which I'm sure he did.
That guy deserves to be hit by a fucking car.
Right. I saw that. He was driving, like, 175 miles an hour. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
That's a little bit insane. Yeah.
But, like, in that case, like, okay, yeah, he goes to jail for the rest of his life because he killed somebody.
Right. I see it both ways, though. Like, I understand the victims' families who don't have that closure someone being, you know.
I understand, like, them, like, wanting somebody to be held accountable for it, but the person that was held accountable for it also died.
But, and then I also see it the other way of her husband, like, just thinking to himself... She couldn't have
done
this.
Like, there's no way.
Right. Yeah. Like, I absolutely 100% see that. So, like, it's so hard.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, medical doesn't lie most of the time.
Absolutely. Like, and that's why he was saying, oh, maybe she, like, self-medicated. But, like, bro, come on.
Yeah, like, and, like, if she had a heart attack, if she had a stroke, you'd see that.
Right.
And, like, you know, your blood alcohol level doesn't stay 1.9 from the weekend.
Right,
like,
right, yeah. And the bottle is there, which, like...
Yeah. I mean, like, pot, different story, because that stays in your body for a long time. So, like, she could have smoked fucking six days ago, and it still would be there.
Yeah.
But, like, alcohol doesn't work like that.
No, not at all.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
Honestly, fuck the Taconic. That route is so scary.
Yeah, so that's what screwed her up. She might have been, like... disoriented and trying. She obviously was drunk, but she was disoriented and thought she was going the right way, but went on a one-way
road. And I mean,
road.
Like I said before, like, when we started, there's so many, like, turns and twists and everything, so it's like...
Yeah. I don't know. It's... I liked it because I know that road. Like, I don't think I've ever driven on it, but it, like, made sense. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted something different, so...
No, I like it.
There you go.
Well, I didn't like it because, you know.
Right.
But, you know.
The kids are, like, super cute, too.
I looked them up before.
Did you? Did you see, like, the car looked like?
Yeah.
Fucking ruined.
Well, I mean.
There's nothing left of it.
When you hit head-on like that, forget it.
I'm gonna Google it now.
You wanna see the funny thing is when you type in Taconic State, the first three things that came up are Taconic State Park, Taconic State Parkway, Taconic State Parkway accident that happened today.
Yeah, because people probably, like, look at it, like, so much to see what...
Yeah.
This is, yeah, this is insane. There's no way anyone would have survived that.
Well, one kid did.
Well, that's true. That's what I got for you guys today. I don't know how the audio is going to be on this because I keep hitting this wire.
I figured out.
Wait, let's be quiet for a minute and I'm going to move the wire and it'll tell me if it moves, okay?
I can't see it, but that doesn't mean that there's...
You can still hear it.
Yeah, I'll, okay. We'll find out when
We'll find out. If it happens, guys, I'm sorry. I'm really comfortable right now.
So well, I'm good, because you got a whole 6 pages to listen to.
Yeah,
so.
I'm excited for this one, though. So, yeah. All right, well, hit us up on Instagram.
FIB Podcast.
Follow us on Facebook.
Futures Bright Podcast.
Send us a Gmail.
Futuresbrightpod@gmail.com. I think that's the smoothest we've ever done that since we started this.
We did
this.
It really good.
Just need to say
and
that.
Now we're done, right? We don't have anything else. Leave us a review.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We love you very much. And we will catch you next time.
Bye.